Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
And welcome in, everybody. It's Dave Plyer here on 720 WGN. 312-981-7200 is our number. You can call, you can text anytime throughout the show. I hope you are well and getting through another week. Most of you staying at home and working at home and finding some new normals for you and your families. We've got a big show for you tonight. There's a significant amount of money, $377 billion allocated to support small businesses in Congress's coronavirus stimulus package, but figuring out exactly how to access it can be a challenge. So we've invited SBA Illinois District Director Bo Steiner to break it all down for us. Plus, we'll talk to a small business, family-owned 100-year-old Anderson's Candy. Of course, Easter is next weekend, and they are shipping and dealing with some new normal and a new way of doing business. And we'll talk to the owners, Leif and daughter Katie Anderson, before the top of the hour. After midnight, we'll talk to Kevin Coleman from Weber Grill. He's got a mission, as we all do, of staying at home and also grilling at home and getting the whole family involved to prepare meals every single day during these unprecedented times. That and much more. But first, a conversation that is near and dear to my heart, and that is our first responders. Our police officers, our firemen, our EMTs need proper protection against the coronavirus as they are on the front lines of our city every single day. Now, there's a shortage of personal protective equipment, including masks, gloves, wipes, and other protective clothing. And while the announcement this week of offering hotels to our first responders to protect their families, we need to be providing them what they need up front to protect themselves from this deadly virus. Now, the CPD also lost one of their own to COVID-19, Officer Marco DeFranco, one of the department's most decorated, and at the age of 50 this past Thursday. Nearly 70 officers have tested positive for the virus as well. And to talk about these serious concerns, challenges, the risks, the sacrifices, and the ongoing needs of the Chicago Police Department, Kevin Graham, president of the Fraternal Order of Police Chicago, joins me tonight. Kevin, thanks for your time, and at a very busy and unprecedented time.
Well, thank you for having me. These are very unusual times that we're having. Here at the Fraternal Order of Police, there is no weekends. One day is another day that we have to try and tackle a problem that is occurring, whether it's the coronavirus, whether it is enforcing the law in terms of people who are not complying. These are all things that are going on. In the midst of this, we still have a consent decree. We still have a new superintendent coming in. We have challenges about making sure that our officers have all the protections that that we need, the personal protection, such as masks and hand sanitizer and things like that. So it is a daily grind every day to try and answer questions. And then we are always concerned when our members are contracting a virus that we can't see.
Well, first, let me express our deep condolences of the passing of Officer Marco DeFranco, and not only to his family and friends, but to the entire Chicago Police Department as well.
Thank you. I know the family appreciates it, and the police department appreciates it. Thank you.
You know, Kevin, when we spoke yesterday, I know, you know, by me speaking to many friends of mine who are officers, detectives, captains, commanders, it is clear that they're still challenged by not having everything they need to protect themselves. Now, the radio room is where their day begins. They sign out their car, their radio, their taser, their body cam. And until earlier this week, there were no wipes available, no antibacterial gel, unless in some cases they were donated by the community, which I want to encourage, you know, that to do that. But finally, they're starting to wipe down equipment before it is handed over. And these are things that needed to be in place already.
Look, we have been very disappointed with how slow things got off by the police department. We needed antibacterial wipes. We needed masks. We needed hand sanitizer. And things were just very slow. And then when those items did get out to the units in the districts, they were not getting to where they were being accessed by the officers. In one district, it took me an hour to track down why it was the materials were picked up downtown and what happened to them when they got to the district, and we found out that they were pretty much in a closet. You know what? It did not take long. As soon as we found out where they were, the administration got right on it and made sure it got out to the members. This is a large police department. This is the second largest police department in the country, and it's almost like turning a battleship in a harbor. It is not easy to do. We are trying our very best to work with the city and with the police department to coordinate some of these things. When we found out that hand sanitizer had been expired since, I believe it was for about 8 years, and officers were outraged over it. The FOP went out and purchased 200 gallons of hand sanitizer, and it wasn't easy to find.
No, it's not. It's not easy to find. And, you know, even I'm talking to some friends just a couple days ago in the districts alone. I mean, it's still rare to find something to wipe something down with that is safe and that's going to protect everybody in there. And you think about it, you know, our police officers, they're sharing things. They're sharing radios and body cams and things that are going to go on their body. There's got to be a way to wipe these things down to protect them further. As I said in the beginning, it's great to get, and it is, to make these hotel rooms available so that they can protect their families, but we got to protect them up front.
Absolutely. I've got to tell you, Costco has stepped up trying to help out first responders. I was limited to two bottles of alcohol that I bought, but I mean, it was all going to put into, what we did is we took the baby wipes.
Yep.
And we put the alcohol.
Sure.
Into the bag there so that they were then alcohol wipes that we could wipe down the steering wheels and the squad cars. So, you know, I've got to, you know, give a shout out to them. They really stepped up to try and help out first responders, and we are improvising and doing what we can to keep our members safe. But you are correct. Those squad cars are driven 24 hours a day. There are people that we are picking up in those squad cars. They've got to be cleaned constantly. Workspaces have to be cleaned constantly, and so that's always a challenge that we're working on.
Well, I'm going to encourage people to donate hand sanitizers and wipes if you have them, because they're critical, of course, to the front line. We're talking to Kevin Graham, president of the Fraternal Order of Police here in Chicago, and we'll have more when we come back on 720 WGN. It's Dave Plyer back with you here on 720 WGN. We're talking to Kevin Graham. He's the president of the Fraternal Order of Police here in Chicago. Kevin, you know, I know that more than 800 police employees were out sick this week. I keep hearing different numbers and conflicts about how many people make up the Chicago Police Department. I hear 13,000, but is that honestly a real number that we have out there working for us right now?
That's pretty close. We know how many members we have, and we know how many sergeants, lieutenants, captains, and exempt staff there is. So we are pretty close to 13,000. And it is important to realize that all these people, the vast majority, are doing everything they can to try and keep the people of the city of Chicago safe. When we say that, though, we have to keep ourselves safe. We have to make sure that there is personal protection equipment available, new masks, N95 masks. These are all important things that we need to do our job every day. We now have 70 of our officers, and it's probably gone up. I haven't gotten the latest numbers today, but as of this morning, it was 70 that have tested positive for the coronavirus. So we need to make sure that we are keeping safe. We are distancing ourselves. We are having outdoor roll calls, or we are limiting the roll calls or eliminating the roll calls to make sure that we are not spreading the disease among us in the districts and in the units.
Now, I know that you and many officers have been concerned about sending mixed signals to the public in certain areas, as the police were clearly instructed to mend fences in communities where it's critical, but now police are being told they have to ticket people in those same neighborhoods for gathering. I mean, it does create a little bit of a conflict.
Look, we want to try and work with the community. We want to try and make sure that people are being safe. We are not going to get ahead of this disease if we don't have the cooperation of the public. And certainly we don't want to alienate them. We also can't have parties going on street corners. We have to make sure that people are realizing that they have to stay inside. And that can be hard. There's nothing wrong. Last night, I took a walk. I live in Lakeview. And as I was taking a walk with my wife, there were a lot of people out walking. Everybody was using social distancing. You moved away. You didn't get in contact with people. And we need that everywhere. We need to make sure that people are not going to inadvertently spread the coronavirus to other people.
What are your biggest concerns right now, Kevin?
My biggest concern is that we may lose other police officers, other first responders, while they are trying to do their job. They are putting their lives on the line for something they cannot see, they cannot fight. All they can do is use the best precautions they can, and sometimes that isn't enough. So I really do not want to lose another police officer, another one of my members. And so we are doing everything we can here at the Lodge. We have spent the day looking for equipment that we can purchase to try and help our members. And we may need to try and get some more hand sanitizer. We are trying to get our hands on about 595 masks. And we are spending a lot of time just working on
procurement,
trying to get equipment for our members and getting
Excellent.
It to them.
I'm sure you are. Good work that you're doing. I know Mayor Lightfoot has nominated, obviously, former Dallas Police Chief David Brown. I hear really good things about him, good track record in Dallas. Most importantly, and you have to tell me a little bit more about this, you know, he's an outsider.
Well, look, we've had our disagreements about outside superintendents and how good they were. I think we have some excellent supervisors here within the ranks of the Chicago Police Department, and I think those people should have had a little bit more consideration. That is not to say or take away from David Brown. I have not had a chance to meet with him or to talk with him. Most of what I know is what I've read online and what people have sent me. And so certainly I have some questions for him, but I certainly want to give him the benefit of the doubt and see what his philosophy is and how we can best connect with the community, make sure our police officers are safe, get a contract to them, and I want to see where he sits on all of these things.
All fair enough. Kevin, thank you for all the good work you do and the entire Fraternal Order of Police does every day for our police department. And of course, I'm grateful and thanks to all of our first responders out there who are out there making sacrifices and trying to protect themselves every day from what's going out there in these unprecedented times. And if I can mention again, if you have gloves, masks, antibacterial gels, wipes, please donate some to our first responders at districts that need them.
It would be a great help.
Thank you, Kevin, for your time. I appreciate it today.
All right. Thank you.
All right. What does the new SBA CARES loan for small businesses mean? Well, SBA Illinois District Director Bo Steiner joins us next on 720 WGN.